Well, we greet each one in Jesus' name this morning. It's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to see each one of you again. And I have been blessed by being here already this morning. And as we look into God's Word for a message, I trust that you have come praying. The soul of your heart has been prepared to receive the truth of the Word. The thought of a new year has been alluded to several times already this morning, and probably one of the reasons for that is because today is New Year's Day. Yesterday was 2016, today it's 2017. And for us, it's a new year. Yes, every day is a new day, but today is a new year. And God doesn't have a calendar beside his desk, as it were. Every day, the Bible says that 1,000 years is one day, and one day is 1,000 years. So for us this morning, yes, we calculate time by days, by months, by years. And this morning, we have a new year. Yesterday we closed our checkbooks. This morning we began with a new one. But for God, he gives us new things each day. So when I think about in Lamentations 3 and verse 22, it says it is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. And we all know the verse in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So, God gives us new things every day. So, when you think of new things aren't necessarily new to God. He gives us those things every day. Every morning, mercy's new. Fall is fresh as morning dew. Well, that's what I want to speak about this morning, is about our new year. My mind goes to back in Joshua, after Moses had died and Joshua was called upon to lead the children of Israel into the promised land. And in Joshua 3, in verse 4, in the last part of that verse, God had given Joshua commands of how they was to pass into the promised land of Canaan. And Joshua said, for you have not passed this way heretofore. And that's where we're at this morning. We're entering into a new year, and we have not passed this way heretofore. But if you remember the account there in Joshua 3, where God had given Joshua instructions of how he was to lead the children of Israel, they were entering into a new land, an unknown land. And God gave the children of Israel assurance through Joshua that all would be well. But the Ark of the Covenant, when the Ark of the Covenant was to come through, and that is where God was, the children of Israel were to follow that Ark of the Covenant. And this morning, that's the way it is with us. We are to follow God, just like the children of Israel were to follow that Ark. We are to follow God. Let God be your guide as he goes through us through this year. And we don't know what this year is going to bring forth, we as God's people, as we follow God. But in Matthew 8:28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to those who are called according to his purpose. We don't know what is coming this year. There's going to be sickness. There will be financial reverses. Yes, there's going to be rejections. There's going to be valley experiences. There's going to be joys. There will be spiritual births. There will be natural births. But yet in the same token there, we will also be facing some deaths this year. We don't know who that will be, but we'll be facing some death. But yet in that same token, when we think about God, in Psalm 23 and verse 4, it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." For a New Year's resolution, Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark of the prize of the calling of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That word press, I press toward the mark. It's a matter that we attain to it a certain degree, but yet it's not a resting point. We continue on pressing. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I don't know what your idea is of New Year's resolutions. I have made New Year's resolutions before, and there was something that I wanted to do, but yet it seemed like it wasn't getting done, and I made a New Year's resolution. And I must say that today yet I still do that. But how many of us, probably even last council meeting, last fall, they made the statement, "Oh, I wish I could just spend more time in prayer. I wish I could spend more time for my spouse." Well, if you're having a time in your prayer life, make a commitment to God. Make a New Year's resolution that I will spend 15 minutes per day in prayer. Maybe you don't think that sounds like very much. And maybe if you're a God-fearing person that's living a victorious Christian life, you know that 15 minutes per day isn't much. But you know, if you're one here this morning that isn't doing it or aren't doing it on a regular basis, you know, 15 minutes a day is more than what you have been giving. So I just encourage you in that. There are some things you need to plan for. There are probably certain things that all of us on the men's side, how many of us have got a debt in the back of our mind that we're hoping to get rid of next year? A certain debt. Well, if that's your goal this year, I know by a fact that your mind's already churning of how you're going to take care of that this year. You've got a plan in place of how things are going to have to work out in order to clear that debt this year. Well, do that with your prayer life as well. Get a plan in mind. What is your focus for this year? There are things that we don't always get done. Different things come about. But is this the year that you're going to be able to work it out, that you can go to Chicago with an organized group to pass out tracts? You know, maybe before it never did work out, but this year, hopefully it can. What about helping Cam for a week? Or going to Bible school? Does that seem to work in your schedule this year? Or maybe there's no interest in doing that. Well, I'm saying again, if you have in your mind that you're planning on clearing a debt this year, you're going to make arrangements, and you're going to resolve in your mind to do that. And in all that we do, I'm not saying that those resolutions that you may have, don't forget God and your plans. Maybe your plans are already made, but is God in your plans? I would be true, for there are those who trust me, I would be pure, for there are those who care. I would be strong, for there is much to suffer. I would be brave, for there is much to dare. I would be a living consecration, living for him whose holy name I bear. Yes, it's true, as we follow God and so forth, that we need to be true, we need to be pure, we need to be strong, we need to be brave, we need to be consecrated, not only for our own sake, but for those that follow us, and there are those that follow us. Well, there are things that we can't do that all in our own strength. We need God's help. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheth me. So what is your goal for this year? What is your goals for this year? Is it as Paul? Paul, I would be like Paul, forget those things which are behind and press forward. In Philippians 3, in verse 13, let's turn our Bibles to that. In Philippians 3, in verse 13. Philippians 3, verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Verse 14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forget those things which are behind. Now there's no doubt in my mind that in 2016 that there were people that hurt you. There were people that rejected you. They didn't love you. But forget those things. Forget those hurts that you have. Forget those things that people have wronged you. Forget those things. The hurt that you had. And what I mean by forgetting, yes, those same people are still here. And it's not like when you see them the next time that you forget. It probably will click in your mind that they are the ones that did you wrong last year. But learn lessons from that. Forget the hurt. Forget the wrong that they did for you. Forgive them. Forgive them. And press forward. Don't. And this morning as I mention that, forgetting those things which are behind, if that is the forefront of your mind this morning of how you've been rejected or hurt, forgive that person. In order for you to move forward, to press forward, you're going to have to forgive and forget that and learn lessons from what that of how you are to forgive. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 121. May we be as David this coming year. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Thank you. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. How is your prayer life this morning? And when you need help this coming years, look to God. Look to God. Don't try to take care of the world's problems by yourself. But be as David. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Let's be as Abraham in Hebrews 11, in verse 8. Let's be as Abraham, trust implicitly in my God without reservation or doubt, absolute. Hebrews 11, verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse 9 and 10, by faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Trust implicitly in my God without reservation or doubt. Absolute. You know, there are times that it might be we're not sure what God wants us to do. But when you know what God wants you to do, do it. Abraham, when he was called out to go into that place, he went out not knowing whither he went. Let's be as Enoch, walk in daily fellowship with God. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. If you're going to be a blessing for God, if you're going to please God, you're going to have a fellowship with him. You're going to have a relationship with God. May we be as Jehoshaphat. Prepare my heart to seek God. And we can find that in 2 Chronicles 17, the first six verses. May we be as Moses, to choose rather to suffer than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. And we can see that in Hebrews 11, in verse 24 through 26. By faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of their reward. What is your goal for this year? Is it to enjoy the pleasures of sin? Or is it to suffer? Is it to suffer for Christ? May you take courage in what, as Moses, even though he could have stayed with Pharaoh, but instead of that, he chose to suffer with the people of God than to live in the king's houses and enjoy the pleasures of sin. May we be as Daniel, commune with God at all times. We know the account in Daniel in chapter 2 where the king had a dream and he couldn't remember the dream. And he called in his sorcerers and his magistrates, called in the different people, and tell me the dream. And then tell me the interpretation of it. And what did Daniel do? He went in and to him, and he heard the problem. But then he had to leave, and he had to go talk to God. He went and talked to God. Daniel 2, verse 17, then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. And if you notice, when Daniel came back in and gave the king the dream and interpretation of, he gave God the honor. He gave God the credit for it. May you have a relationship with God as Daniel did. May we be as Job, be patient in all circumstances. In James 5:11, it says, behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job. and have seen of the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. You know, we look at the whole picture of Job, of his life. And yes, Job was a patient person. But how would you like to be in Job's situation and be patient in that? Yes, we look at it from our perspective now. But Job was patient, and he knew what God wrought in his life. It was for a purpose. May we be as Caleb and Joshua, that refuse to be discouraged because of superior numbers. You remember the account back there in Numbers 13, where they were to go in and check out the land. There was, if I remember right, there was 12 that went. When Caleb and Joshua come back and said that we can conquer the land, but the others said we can't. They're too big. The men are giants in the land. And Joshua and Caleb, those numbers didn't scare them. The big people didn't scare them. But they knew God was with them and that God would deliver that into their hand. And that is what happened. Only rebel ye not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, and fear them not. May we be as Joseph this coming year. Turn your back to all seducive advances, and we'll be faithful in hard places. We read that account in Genesis 39. We know of how Joseph, he was a man of God, and as he the king's wife was seducive to him, and she wanted him to lay with him, and he left his coat with her, and he ran. We will be faithful in hard places. We will turn our back on all seducive advances. May we be as Gideon, advance even though our friends may be few. We will be loyal to God. May we be as Aaron and Hur, uphold the hands of our leaders. I'm sure we all remember that account in Exodus 17. When the children of Israel were fighting, I think it was the Amalekites, and as long as Moses kept his hands up, the children of Israel prevailed. But when his arms got heavy and he would lower his hands, then the Amalekites would prevail. It was Aaron and Hur that held his hand up, one on one side and the other. They held his hands up, and the work of the Lord went on. There was a victory won by the children of Israel. May we be as Aaron and Hur. May we be as Isaac, be a peacemaker. You know, Genesis 26, it talks about how that his herdmen and the herdmen of Gear, there was strife. There wasn't enough water for all their animals. And Isaac kept digging wells in order to make peace. How many wells are we willing to dig? How many second miles are we willing to walk in order to make peace? May we be as John, lean upon the bosom of Jesus. May we be as Stephen, manifest a forgiving spirit to those who hurt. We know the account there in Acts 7, the last verse. When they were stoning Stephen, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, and he said, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Stephen forgave him, and then he died. Timothy, commit to the study of the word. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. The scriptures is what's going to carry us through. And may we be the angels. We just came through the Christmas season, but what happened when the angels heard the news of Jesus? They proclaimed the message of peace. On earth, goodwill toward men. Can we herald that message to others this year? That of Jesus. A wish for the coming year. Health enough to make work a pleasure. Wealth enough to support your needs. Strength enough to battle with difficulties and overcome them. Grace enough to confess your sins and forsake them. Patience enough to toil until some good is accomplished. Charity that shall see some good in your neighbor. Cheerfulness that shall make others glad. Love that shall move you to be useful and helpful. Faith that shall make the real things of God, and hope that shall remove all anxious fears concerning the future. It is not doing the things we like to do, but liking the things we have to do that make life blessed. Well, we don't know if Jesus will come again this year or not. But Jesus has said, "Lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Shall we kneel for prayer?